Good evening, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. I think last week we left off in Hilchos Shabbos. I think we got up to some Resh Pei Hei. Resh Pei Hei is the Gemara in Brochus in the first perek that there's a Takanas Chachamim to be Mabes Sedra every week. Shnayim Mikra Decha Targum. And the Gemara's Lashon is Afilu Atoras V'Divan. Even in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, when it describes the cities that they conquered in the Midbar, Ataris V'Divan, etc. Even that you have to have Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum. Why is that a Chiddush Afilo Ataris V'Divan? So in the Spir Hagro on Gemara Brochus, that's called Imre Noam. So he points out that there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. That Rashi says Afilo Ataris V'Divan means there is no Targum Unkelis on the Psukim. The Targum is the exact same thing, word for word, the names of cities. So even though there is no Targum Unkelis, you have to say the Pasuk a third time, and that counts as the Echad Targum. Tosfos does not learn like Rashi. Tosfos asks if that's what it means. So why does it say Ataris V'Divan? Could say Afilo Ruvim V'Shimon. You have in Chumash Bereishis, when it lists off the names of the Shvatim, those who went down to Mitzrayim, that has psukim that just have names, and there's no translation there either. Same as Ataris V'Divan, are names of cities. So in the end of Chumash Bereishis, you have the names of people, and there's no Targum on that. So why did the Gemara say, Afilo Ataris V'Divan? So he says, no, there's no Targum Unkelis on Ataris V'Divan, but there is a Targum Yerushalmi. So that's what Tosfos says, even though there's no Targum Unkelis, you have to go look to find some Targum if there is a Targum. So you should say Targum Yerushalmi. So the Gro points out that in our regular editions of the Chumash, they have what Tosfos says is the Targum Yerushalmi. They put that by us into the Targum Unkelis. So the Gro says, in order to satisfy both opinions of Rashi and Tosfos, the proper practice should be, you should say the Pasuk three times to satisfy Rashi Shita. Rashi says, Rashi seems to hold you're not Yotzei Echad Targum with any Targum other than Targum Unkelis. You have to dafka say Targum Unkelis. There is no Targum Unkelis there, so you have to say the Pasuk a third time. And then you say a fourth, you say the Pasuk twice, then you say the Pasuk a third time. According to Rashi, that's Bimkaim Targum Unkelis. And then you should say the Targum that's printed by us in the space of Targum Unkelis, that's really a Targum Yerushalmi. So it's really a Machlekes. So the Gro says it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, but he can be Yotzei Echad Targum. Let's say you have an art scroll. So the art scroll has a translation based on traditional Torah Shabbat Peh. Can you be Yotzei with an art scroll translation? So the Gro says, according to Tosfos, yes, that's like Targum Yerushalmi. According to Rashi, it would appear that not. Dafke, you have to have Dafke Targum Unkelis, and another Targum is not acceptable. So and then they quote from the Gro that he gave his own interpretation. What's the Chiddush Afilo Ataris V'Divan? Why doesn't Afilo Ruvim V'Shimon? So they quote B'Shem HaGro in the Sefer Imre Noam that what is the Parsha talking about by Ataris V'Divan? It's talking about the fact that they were Mekadosh Chutz Loretz but Kedushas Loretz. There's a din, you can be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, Toch HaGvulois, that those are the psukim in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, gives you all the Gvulos HaOretz. And then the Tosfos in Gittin in the first Perek, I think around Daf Zayin or so, Tosfos quotes the Sifrei on the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Ekev, I think, that says, Kol Mokam Shatidrach Kaf Ragalachem Bo Lachem Desativ. So Kol is usually a ribui. So what is it, Marbe? Kol Mokam Afilo Arotzes on the surface, any area after the Jewish army conquers Eretz Yisrael and is Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, then you can give Kedushas Haoretz to Chutz Loretz also. You can be Mekadosh Chutz Loretz, that's called Arotzes on the surface. So one might have thought, what's the whole purpose of Echad Targum? You have Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. What's the purpose of Targum? Targum is not Loshna Kodesh. The Chumash is in Loshna Kodesh. Targum is Laz. So you want to use something that's Chol and be Malad to a level of Kedusha. You want to use a Goyisha language and use it in Divrei Torah. And one might have thought that when you're reading the story of our Torah with Divine, the way they were Mekadosh Chutz La'aretz, that's the whole theme of the Pasuk. So one might have thought that when reading the Shnei Mikra on our Torah with Divine, there should be no need to have Echad Targum, because that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So Kamash Malon the Gemara, Afilo our Torah with Divine, even though that's the theme of the Psukim, you still have to have Echad Targum. But it's interesting, the whole Einfall, that the Gros says the Chiddush of Echad Targum is to use a Loshen Chol. It's not Loshen HaKodesh. Loshen HaKodesh is Hebrew. To use Loshen Chol and to be malid to the level of Kedusha by using it for Divrei Torah. So one might have thought that when you're learning a Torah Svediva, you don't need that. So Kamash Malon, even a Torah Svediva. What if the person does Pirush Rashi, that's Siv Beis, and the Mechaber? That's according to the Vilna Gaon says that's according to Tosfos. The Tosfos says that the Echad Targum that you have on Atar Svedivan is really Targum Yerushalmi, and you can be Yotze Echad Targum with Yerushalmi. So if you can be Yotze with Yerushalmi, what then you can be Yotze with Rashi. However, the Mechaber says Reishamayim Yikra Targum the Gam Pirush Rashi. Why be to be Yotze Shitas Rashi also? Because according to Rashi, you're only Yotze Echad Targum if you say Targum Unkelus. Why? What's the mile of Targum Unkelus? So we assume the Targum Unkelus is Misinai. That was an old tradition. Unkelus was a gear. And the adults in the days of the Gemara, the adults would go to a shir for adults where they would teach Mishnayos and Torah Shabbat Peh. Unkelus was a gear, so he had to sit in the cheder with the little children. Little children were learning Chumash. Chumash with Targum Unkelus. So Unkelus wrote it down. He was an adult. The children were too young to write. They didn't know how to write. So Unkelus wrote it down. But that was an old tradition, Misinai, the Targum that we call Targum Unkelus. Then the Gemara says, you have to Yashlim Adam Parshi Yosef Im HaTzibor. What does it mean, Im HaTzibor? So it means you shouldn't be Mava Sedra, all the Sedras at the beginning of the year. Shabbos Parshas Bereshit has nothing to do that week after Shabbos Parshas Bereshit. It'll be Mavis Sedra, all the 53 Sedras. That's no good. It has to be Imatzi, but week by week. When does it begin? So the Mechaber writes, Miyam Rishon Ve'elach, starting from Sunday, Choshuv Im Hatzibur. Other Achronim write in the Chuvis, you don't even have to wait till Sunday either. Shabbos afternoon. By Mincha, you're ready laying next week's Sedra. And the Pashta says, even if I didn't daven Mincha yet, there are shuls, but they daven mincha early on Shabbos afternoon. So since there are some shuls, but they already started the lane, next week's parsha, even though I'm going to go to a later minyan for mincha, I'm not going to daven into early minyan. That's already called im hatzibur. Yeah, when is the latest? If the earliest is Sunday or Shabbos afternoon, is man mincha. So when is the latest that one that is called yashlim parshios of im hatzibur? So the Mechaber writes in Sif Dalet, Mitzvah Menam Uvchash Yashlam Oysa Kodim Sheyachal B'Shabbos. That's what Tosis quotes the Tzavoah that Rabbi Yudah Nasi gave to his children. Tosis and Brochus on that daf, that they should be Mashlim Parshi Oysa before they eat on Shabbos morning. What happens if he didn't? That was a Tzavoah that Tzamidus Chasidus, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, instructed his children. What if you don't do that? La Yishlam Kodim Achila. Yashlam Achar Achila Adam Mincha. You can be Mashlim all day long. Is Yashlan Parshios of Imatziva. And then Yeshem and Madrevi Bishabbos, up until the end of Tuesday, is considered Imatziva. Where does this idea come from? So this is based on the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin, there's a Takanos Chachamim to write Zman Beget. You shouldn't just get, when a man divorces his wife, shouldn't just give a get without the date. You should write whatever. Bishlishi Bishabbos, and what day of the month it is, and what year it is, and so on. So what happens if he doesn't write such a precise date? We don't write Shoes, in case when Shoes Elab Yerushalayim. On a Shtar, you only write what hour in the day it is. If you have a Shtar Mechiras Chometz, you have to write Shoes. They're not going to write Shoes. It may have the Mashmoz that you're selling the Chometz in the afternoon. The afternoon is already Yosef Anos, so it's too late, he can't sell it. So you have to write, I'm selling the Chometz. In the Shtar Mechir, you have to write, I want the sale to take effect before the Yisah Anos. After the Yisah Anos, won't be able to be Chal. But usually the Gemara says, and Kosef and Shoes Ela B'Yerushalayim. So you have to write what day of the week, what day of the month, and which year it is. So what if you wrote vaguely? You didn't write what day of the week. He said, during the week, of Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, Shnas Topshin Pe'alav. So Gemara says, B'di'evid, that's good. What if he wrote, let's say, instead of saying the day of the week, instead of writing the day of the week, he wrote, Mikami Shabbat Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, before Shabbos. So the Gemara says the last 3 days of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is called Mikami Shabbat, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is called Leboso Shabbat. So Pashtus in the Gemara is that it's in Beloshem Eri Adam. When you write a shtar, shtars have to be written. You interpret a shtar based on Loshem Eri Adam. That's the Mishnah Nedarim has. That Benedarim Halocha HaLoshem Eri Adam. So on Loshem Eri Adam, there's a question, which is when you have a Shana Mo'uberes, you have Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and he wrote Adar Stam. He didn't write Adar Rishon. He didn't write Adar Sheni. He wrote Stam Asar Yom LeChodesh Ador. And that year has an Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. What is the Loshem Eri Adam? It's relevant for a shtar, a get, a ksuba, and it's relevant for a neder. So and it's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, which way to paskin, whether Stam Ador is Adar Rishon, the Stam Ador and Loshem Eri Adam is Adar Sheni. So that's why, let's say, somebody has Yartzeit in Chodesh Ador, someone died in Ashana Pshuta, and the person is observing the Yartzeit in Ashana Mu'uberes. So why is one obligated to fast on a Yartzeit? What is that? So that's a minig. It's not a din. It's a minig. What's the minig? That it's, why does one fast? You fast be'ez tzara. So if Pliny passed away on this day, so that day apparently was a Yom HaDin for Pliny and for the family. So it could be there's going to be again a Yom HaDin for Pliny and for the family. Pliny died, so they were geyser he should die, and the family lost their relative. So it could be it'll be again a Yom HaDin. So that's why the minhag developed that it's an Eis Tzara. Yom HaDin by definition is an Eis Tzara. So that's why you should fast the old minhag for the days of the Bali HaTosis, that you fast on a Yartzeit. By the Hasidim, they changed everything. And then instead of fasting on a Yartzeit, they give a Suda. Why do they give a Suda? So that's based on a passage in the Zohar. The Zohar says, when a baby is born, so they make a big celebration. Everybody's cheerful and happy, and they make a party. Then when the person dies, there's an Avela. So the Zohar says, if anything, it should be the reverse. When the baby is born, we don't know what's going to be with this baby. Is it going to go in the Derech HaTorah, or is it going to become a big Rasha? When the person dies and he's a tzaddik, so then we saw he had a successful life, and he's going to greet the Shechina. So the Zohar has such a lashon that when the life, when a tzaddik passes away, and his neshama goes to the Olam HaNeshama, so the Ribbono Shel Olam rejoices over the neshama like the chassan rejoices when he marries the kala, when they're together. So it should really be a Yom HaDehilula. Yom HaDehilula means a day of a wedding. That's what you call Lag Baima, is the Yom HaDehilula. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai means that that's what they say. That's, some say that that's his yartzeit. So when a tzaddik passes away and he has a pure neshama, and the neshama goes to heaven, so the Ribbono Shel Olam rejoices over the tzaddik like a Yom HaDehilula. So Yom HaDehilula, so you make a party, make a suda. So by the Hasidim, they make sudas. And the Misnagdim who do fast, follow the Minhagim from the Bali HaTosfos, it's not a chiyuv to fast, it's a minig. So a minig is developed if a person observes a practice, a minig once, and he plans to continue doing like that. Or if a person observes it three times in a row and he wasn't thinking one way or the other, whether he's going to continue. But if he does it three times in a row, he demonstrates that that's what he plans to do in the future as well. So usually a neder is binding. It says by Shavua. And most of the Rishonim say, we assume la halacha, even though it only says it by Shavua, you have to pronounce with your lips. And the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Chavav Gama Beliboy Tzoch Lahoitzu B'Svasov. If a person made up his mind that he's accepting a neder, it's not binding until he pronounces it with his lips. Tzoch Lahoitzu B'Svasov. So we assume that it applies both to neder and to Shavuah. So here, mid the Rabbanon, they made a din that a minig is binding mid the Rabbanon mitam neder. Why did they make mid the Rabbanon? Because there are exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says, by korbanos, The pasuk, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim called Nediv Levoilos Heviu. Those who had been menader belibum that they're going to bring a carbon oila, so they brought the carbon oila to the Beis Hamikdash. So why are they mechuyev? So the Gemara says that Shneksuv Mabon Keched. There are two exceptions to the rule. All in Yoni Hafloya, all Nidor, Mishvus, and Nizirus, and Erech, and Haramim, and Hagdashis, everything should really require Levate Bisosayim. Afrashas Trume, everything should really require Levate Bisosayim. And there are two exceptions to the rule. Shneksuv Mabon Keched. One exception is that Trume is Chal Ben Machshove, because the Pasuk says, V'nechshov Lachem Trumaschem. Truma nitelis b'machshava. You neither have to pick up the truma. I can look at the truma. I don't even have to look at it. I have a mind, and I don't have to even say. There's no maisa necessary, and there's no dibur necessary. It is an inyan of hafloa v'harai. There's a din of hatoras nedarim by nedarim shavuos and by truma. Also, the Gemara says truma shabo liat kayin. It's too late. After you already gave it to the kayin, you can't be nishal. You can't make a Torah and dorm to undo the truma. Because, man, I didn't yet give it to the coin, you can't be initial. Why? Because it belongs to the category of inyani hafloa. So the Gemara says, Afrosha's truma is one exception to the rule. That's chal b'machshav. And the other exception to the rule is hegdish. Kol nidib leboilus haviv. Whoever had been menadev beliboy to bring a carbon oil brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. So minatar, it's only hegdish. And midirabban, they said, all anything that's a minik toiv, person starts learning daf yomi. So if he learns it once or twice and he has a mind he's going to continue like this for the rest of his life, then it's a minik toiv is binding mitam neder midirabban. If he does it three times in a row, he didn't think one way or the other whether he's going to continue. But he does it three times in a row and he doesn't say bili neder, then it's also considered. The fact that he did 3 days in a row demonstrates that that's what he's planning to continue indefinitely, to go with this minik tov. So then a bit minik tov is binding. So if the person observed the yard site 3 years in a row, a relative died in Chodesh Adar in Shana Pshuta, and the person observed the fasting on the yard site 3 years in a row. And then it comes, the next year is going to be a Shana Mu'uberes. So the Shaila is, should he fast another Rishon, should he fast another Sheni? So Bin Adorim Haloi Chachalosh, let's say he fasted the first yard site, he fasted, first one or two yard site, and he fasted, and he had a mind, he's going to continue fasting for the rest of his life. So that's binding with the Rabban and the Tam Neder, and Bin Adorim Haloi Chachalosh, and the Adam. So which is it? The Tanoim had a Machlekes and the Mishnah Nedorim. Both when you get to writing a shtar, when you fill out a ksuber, a get, where the other stams are the rishon or the sheni, and when you get to nedarim. So it's a machlokes in the rishonim had a paskin. So there's a machlokes in mechabed ramo. When you have a shana mu'uberes, should the person fast another rishon or the sheni? Then the ramo recommends you should fast both, or the rishon and or the sheni. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu died. Let's say, for argument's sake, Moshe Rabbeinu died Zayin Adar in Shana Pshuta, and the children decided, let's say, that they want to fast every year on the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it comes Shana Mu'uberes. So should they fast or the Rishon or the Sheni? So there was a machalek and mechaber the Ramah where the pasuk like Rav Meir like Rav Yudah, where the other stam is in Loshem B'Adam is the Rishon or the Sheni. So the Ramah recommends you should fast both. So the pashtus in the Ramah because of a suffix. Because it was a machlokes satanoim and a machlokes rishonim, machlokes and mechaber the Ramah. So misafik if he has both. So the Bir Agro, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Bir Agro says on that Ramah, no, you should fast both other rishon other sheni b'toras vaday, not b'toras sofik, not because bin adorim ha'aloch ha'chaloshma. A different shita. Why? Because the minik to fast on the yard side is because it's a tainus based tzara. The Torah says, so what is Hariyosim Achatzoitzoi? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainius, Mitzvah Sesim in HaTorah, Lizuk Elo Hariya, Al Kol Tzorah Shaloi Tovar Al Atziba. We have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lizuk doesn't say Lihispalel. Lizuk means very serious davening, because there's a disaster is about to take place. It's an Eis Tzorah. So if you have a day of a Yortzai, that's also an Eis Tzara. So in a certain sense, there's a chiyuv to fast When there's an Eistar, it's mitzvah lizik alohariya. Umidivrehim, the Rambam says, there's a chiv lehisanus, if there's an Eistar. They'll say, you're going to have in Shulchan Aruch soon about, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, unless it's a tainus chaloim. If the person has a chaloim ra, a terrifying chaloim, that he's going to die, or someone close to him is going to die, so chaloim is echa mishishin minivua. So the Gemara says, if the person wakes up in the morning and he just laughs it away, he just ignores the chaloim, then he's not mechuyif to fast. But if the person has a chaloim ra and he takes it to heart, then he's mechuyif to fast. If he takes it to heart, then he's mechuyif to fast. That's like, let's say there's a sofik sakana. So sofik sakana, you have to be careful. So sofik sakana is derech Shabbos, derech Yom Kippur. What if it's not the sofik 50-50, very far-fetched sofik sakana? Are you mechuyif to worry about that or not? Let's say over here in this epidemic that's happening, 50% of the world population is not dying. It's not nowhere near 50%. So is this considered a suffix sakana or not? So the Gemara has a klal, Shem Epsayim Hashem, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. What does it mean? Whenever this, that's Rab Chaim Eiser has a tshuva, and he quotes, I think, five poskim who all say the same thing. Whenever there's a slight suffix sakana that's nowhere near 50-50, so then it all depends whether the chayla is nervous about it, the one whose life may be in danger. If he personally takes it to heart, if he's nervous about it, then it has a din of a suffix sakana. And then he's mukhiv to wear the mask and have all the harchokas and so on. If he personally doesn't take it to heart, he's not nervous about it, then you say shayim epsayim Hashem, then he doesn't have to worry about it. Unless, let's say, he's together with other people and they are nervous about it. So he has a right to paskin for himself that he's not nervous. He has no right to paskin for the others. If the other people, if he's together in the same room with other people and they are nervous, so then he has to wear the mask and has to have all the harchokas and everything because for the others, it's considered a safik sakana. So that's something similar by Tainas Chaloim. The Gemara says, a chaloim is echa mishishin b'nevua, but ain chaloim b'loi dvorim b'telem. So the person has a terrifying chaloim. So is it a 50-50? Is it a 50-50 chance that it really means something? No. Echa mishishin b'nevua. It's not 50-50. It's echa mishishin b'nevua. And ain chaloim b'loi dvorim b'telem. So then it depends. If the person takes it to heart, then he's mukhif to fast Tainas Chalam, and he's mukhif to fast even on Shabbos. Because since he's nervous about it, so for him it's considered a suffix sakonim. And for the person who wakes up and the chalayim ran, he just laughs it away. He doesn't take it to heart. Then he's not mukhif to fast. All depends on the person. So the Vilna Goyen suggests on that Ramah, when the Ramah says, if the person died in the Shana Pshuta, and he's observing the Yartzeit in the Shana Moberes, and there's other Rishon and other Sheni, so he should fast both. So Pashab Shatna Ramah means he should fast both because of the Machlaikis Atanaim. And the Machlaikis had a Paskin, which one is Belosh Meliad, which one is other Stam. The Bir Agro suggests no. Bir Agro suggests, based on the Gemara has a Machlaikis Atanaim. When you have a Shanamu Beres, when does one observe Purim? Do you observe Purim in other Rishon or other Sheni? So one Tana is of the opinion, since you have an option, you have a brera to observe Purim, either you dalet or the Rishon, you dalet or the Sheni, so why wait till a month later? Do the first available opportunity. The other Tana says, no, mismoch gula lagula adifa. It's preferable to observe Purim in you dalet or the Sheni, that it should be closer to Pesach. Mismoch gula lagula, the gula from Purim, should be closer to the gula of Pesach. So what is the Gemara beating around the bush? The Gemara says, one Tana says you observe Purim and Adar Rishon because Ein Mavir and Amitzvah. The other Tana says you observe Purim and Adar Sheni Mitzvah Gula L'Gula. Which is the real Adar? Purim is Yudal Adar. So which one is Adar Stam and which one? So you see from the Gemara, the Bir Agrosa, you see from that Gemara that they're both Adar. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, they're both Adar. And theoretically, you should be able to be, I'd say, the mitzvah of Purim, either the Rishon or the Shein. How do you know that both are Dor? Because the Gemara says, Leshes shel zeh bazeh b'shel zeh bazeh. Every year, there are 2 days Purim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say. Every year, Yud Dalet and Tesvav are both Purim. whether you live in Tel Aviv or you live in Yerushalayim, Yudal and Tezvav are both Purim, and there's an Issa Hesper the Tainus on both days. But let's say Pesach is 7 days long, and Rosh Hashanah is a whole day, and it's a Mikra, then it's 1 day. But you can't blow the Shofar Balayla, you have to blow the Shofar Dafka Bayom. And Pesach is 7 days. You can't make the Seder on Chol HaMoed on the last day. Seder has to be the first night. Can't be the first day. It has to be the first night. It's a long day, Yontif, but the Seder has to be Balayla and the Tekiyas have to be Bayom. So here you have really 2 days Purim. All over the world, it's 2 days Purim. Yudalan and Tezvav. Also Behesper B'tainis on both days. And if it's a Shana Mul Beres, you have 4 days Purim. Yudalan Tezvav Adarish and Yudalan Tezvav Adarsheni. All 4 days are Purim. Whether you live in Tel Aviv or live in Yerushalayim, there's an Issa Hesper V'Tainus on all 4 days. But the question is, which of the 4 days should you fulfill the mitzvahs of Purim? To have the Mikra Megillah and the Suda and Shalach Manos Matanos Lavianim. So the Tanoim give consideration. So one Tana says, Ei Mabir and Ala Mitzvahs. Since both are Purim, you have a toss-up. You can either observe the mitzvahs of the Rishon or the Sheni. So why wait till the second Purim? The Ema Vianamitz, do the first Purim. The other Tana says, no, Mismogulu Laguladifa, but you see that both are really Ador. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Since they're both Ador, the whole idea of fasting on a tiny, fasting on a yard side is because maybe it's a Yom Adin for the Niftar. Maybe they're going to judge him again. They judge the Niftarim every year. That's how the Mefarshim say, Lifnei Me'at, the Mishnah and Pirkei Ovis says, so why is it called a din v'cheshbon? It should be a cheshbon v'din. They don't make a gmar din without first making a cheshbon. So why do you call it din v'cheshbon? So some of the mefarshim explain, when a person passes away, so Bezon Shalmaila makes a whole cheshbon, and they give a psak. Either goes to Ganim, he goes to Gan Eden, whatever. And then next year, they make another cheshbon. What he did during his lifetime, what effect did that have in the course of the past year? And the second yard side, the third yard side, every year they judge, they make a cheshbon all over again. He did mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim during his lifetime, and that brought about that his descendants or other people in the neighborhood, friends of his, students of his, whatever, do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, so he gets schar for that. So they change the psak. Or if he did averas during his lifetime and that caused others, caused his children or caused other people to do averis, so they make the cheshbon all over again and they change the psak din on him. That's why we call it din v'cheshbon. So that's what the mefarshim say. Why do you fast on a yartzeit? Because it's a yom adin. It could be, we mean, either it's a yom adin for the niftar, they're judging him again because of the effect that he had during his lifetime on other people in the course of the past year. He already died 25 years ago he died. But his activity during his lifetime continues to affect other people. So they keep on making the cheshbon all over again. So it could be the yortzeit is going to be a yom adin for the niftar, or could be it was a yom adin for the family, v'haraya, that their relative was taken away from them on Zayin Odus. It could be it's again going to be a yom adin for the family. So yom adin is an eis tzara. So you're supposed to fast. And which is the yom adin? So that's what the Vilna Gaon said, they're both. Or the Rishon or the Shein, they're both Ador. V'haraya, the Gemara says, Lesa shel zeh b'zeh b'shel zeh b'zeh. When they were negotiating, when the Tanoim were arguing, when should you observe Purim, or the Rishon or the Shein, they didn't say which is the real Ador, which is Ador Stam. You see, they both are Ador. And both, Yudal Tezvav Ador Rishon, Dal Tezvav Ador Shein, all 4 days are Purim. Just a toss up which of the days that you observe the mitzvahs are Purim. Yeah. So again, we started to say the Gemara says midrabbanan there's a takana that when you write a get you have to write zman. So what if he wrote a vague zman? He wrote bishnas topshin pei aleph. He didn't make it more specific. The takana was he's supposed to really write a very precise zman. What day of the week and what day of the month and what year it is. But if he wrote it vaguely, b'di'evit, it's also good. So what if the get was written on a Thursday and they wrote lebosso shabbato? Lebosso shabbato. So that's a stir in the get. Bosso shabbato is a term in Losh Meneodam that applies to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And the kami shabbato, in advance of Shabbos, that's a term that relates to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the Gemara says that benegiat loshma. The Gemara doesn't say that there are any dinim based on that. That's a Gemara in the last parak in Sochim. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. If you didn't say Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos, how much time do you have to say Havdalah? So one opinion is you have till Sunday night, all day Sunday, but after Sunday night is too late. And the other opinion is that you have until Tuesday night, because the 3 days after Shabbos are called Basa Shabbat, and not only is it so Beloshim and Yodam, Api Halacha, it's called Mitzvah Shabbos. The other sheet is, no, Matzoi Shabbos is only on Sunday, it's called Matzoi Shabbos. The Chatrida should have Dola Matzoi Shabbos Mamash at night, but the other you can say until Sunday night. So similarly, there's a Gemara in the first parak in Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ein mafligi misfinot shloshu yamim kodim la Shabbos, unless you mafli misfinot ledvar mitzvah. So there's some kind of an issue about if you're going to go on a boat ride before Shabbos, Shloshi Yom L'Fnei Shabbos, some kind of an issue. There are different pshatim and the rishonim what the issue is. So some say that he's going to be going chutz l'trum, and others say that he's going to get seasick, so he's going to ruin his oinik Shabbos. And other rishonim say, the Balamor says because we're afraid that the ship, if it's a big ship, the ship may be b'sakana, and the sailors may not be able to do all the work on their own. They may have to call upon the passengers on the ship to help out to do malachas. When you take a boat, when you're traveling by boat, if you're going the last 3 days before Shabbos, the Balamor writes on that Gemara Nirke Masna Lachalelas HaShabbos. It's like he's Machnas Atzma LeMatzav Shel Sakonas Nefoshes. That's not right. Because Nevis Decha Shabbos means if you fell in, you're leading a normal life, and then you fell in with the suffix Sakon, so then Pikuach Nevis is Decha. But they may kill me, and no Erev there, so I'm going to carry a gun with me to be able to protect myself. What kind of business is it? Don't walk in that neighborhood. If you live there, a person lives on the West Bank, and it's a Sakona. Okay, so that's where he lives. That's where he lives. Does he have the right to choose to live there? That's a serious question also. Is that called putting himself into Sakana? So if the person lives there, so he's allowed to carry a gun to protect himself. But he doesn't live there. He lives over here. He wants to go for a walk in the park, in the part of the city that's dangerous. So you're not allowed to be Machnas Atzma the Matz of Sakonas Nefoshes and then say, oh, Pikuach Nefesh Decha Shabbos, I'm allowed to carry a gun with me, or allowed to carry a cell phone with me to call the police to protect me. Not allowed to do that. So the Balamor learns Pshat and the Gemara. Some Rishonim say because he's going to be seasick the first 3 days. So that's why you're not allowed to go the last 3 days before Shabbos. And other Rishonim say because the ship is going to go chutz l'trum. And the Balamor says because Nirke Masan l'chal l'sar Shabbos. So why is it only 3 days before? So the Balamor quotes that Gemara. That 3 days before Shabbat, Balamor learns like that. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Vilna Gaon thinks that that's not the Pshat and the Gemara. He thinks that it's Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. 3 days includes Shabbos. So he says Wednesday you may go on a boat trip, even if it's not the Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's the Dvar Shus. It's only also Thursday and Friday. But the Balamor says not so. Balamor learns Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, based on that Gemara in Gittin, that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is called Mikami Shabbat. And Mikami Shabbat, since it's those 3 days, you're supposed to be worried about how you're going to observe Shabbos. So you should be careful not to put yourself in a situation where you may have to be Mechal Shabbos. So he learns that this Mikami Shabbat is really a din. Yeah. The Basar Shabbat, the Gemara said that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is the Basar Shabbat. You can still say Havdalah. That says in the Gemara that it's not just Loshem Eriyodim. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that the Balamor said, that's also halacha. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch has one opinion. And Rishayim is that you can be Mabes Sedra up until Tuesday evening. That's called Imat Zibur. Yashlim Parshios of Imat Zibur is up until Tuesday night. More correct is not so. More correct is Lechatchila. That's the Tzavor of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi to finish before you eat the morning meal. But if you didn't finish before the morning meal, that's only made as chassidut. But to finish on Shabbos, many Rishonim hold that is the din. Shabbos afternoon, you got a lane already from Mincha. You're going to learn by Mincha next week, Sedra. Yeah. The Yeshamrim, and then the Bechaba has the third opinion until Shmini Atzeres. That's till Simchas Torah. Shaz Mashlemin B'tzibur. The Tzibur is going to finish all the Parshios. So that's a big Kula. That's considered Yashon Parshios of Eimat Tzibur. And more correct is to finish on Shabbos. To finish on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are different practices how to be Mavsed Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum. Some have the practice you do Pasuk by Pasuk, you do Shnayim Mikra, and then Echad Targum. Some have the practice you do the Pasuk once, then you do the Targum, then you do the Pasuk a second time. So if you do the Targum after saying the Pasuk once, then when you do the Pasuk the second time, you'll already understand it better. You should, that's, I think, Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky wrote that was his practice, I think, to do the Targum in between the first time he said the Pasuk and the second time. And others have the practice that you do a parsha at a time, from a psucha to a stuma to a psucha, a paragraph at a time. And others are makel even more. People are rushed for time. Others are makel more. You can do the whole sedra. You do the whole parsha from the beginning to the end. Then you do the whole parsha the second time. Then you do targum onkelos. It would certainly be better to do pasuk by pasuk. You would understand the psukim better. So that's the takana of Yashlin Parshios Matziba, yeah. It doesn't apply to the Kriyas on Yontif because that's not Parshios HaShavua. But it doesn't apply either to the Haftaris. But the Rama says the minig is that you should say the Haftaris. Okay, that's the din of Ashtai Mikro of the Echad Targum. Yeah, what is Resh Peivov to daven Musaf? Yeah, when is this man on Musaf lachatchile in the Beis Hamikdash? You're not allowed to bring any korban before Tamid Shal Shach. You're not allowed to bring any korbanos after Tamid Shal Ben Ha'Arbayim. Tosfos in different places has a whole discussion. What did b'dieved? You brought a korban before the Tamid Shal Shach. You brought a korban after the Tamid Shal Ben Ha'Arbayim. Would it be possible b'dieved or not? So Tosfos finally says it's kosher. It's kosher b'dieved, even with the Rabban. It's kosher b'dieved. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person davens since in the Beis Hamikdash, if they would bring the Musafim before the Tamid, it would be kosher b'dieved. L'chatchil is supposed to bring first the Oilos HaTamid and then bring the Musafim. So but since b'dieved, if you bring the Musafim before the Tamid Shal Shachar, you'd be it's b'dieved. So that's why we paskin that if you daven Musaf before you daven Shachar, b'dieved it would be good. It would be Yotze B'dieved, yeah. So when is the Zman of Musaf? So right after you daven Shachar. You can daven Shachar Vasikin. You can daven Shachar early. So right after you finish Tefillah Shachar, you can daven the Musaf. They brought the Musaf right after the Tamid Shal Shachar. When is the latest to daven Musaf? So it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is you can't daven Musaf after Zayin Shoyes. Zayin Shoyes means the first hour after Chatzos. Let's say if Chatzos would be 12 o'clock. Now it's daylight savings time, so Chatzos is about 1 o'clock. But if it would be Chatzos would be 12 o'clock, then an hour after would be 1 o'clock. So Rabbi Yehuda said, that's it. You can't daven Musaf after 1 o'clock. Rabbi Yehuda has a machlokes with the Chachamim also. When is this man of Shachris? Beauty says only up until Dalet Shoyes, because in the Beis Hamikdash they never brought the Tamid Shal Shachar after Dalet Shoyes. Rabbi Yehuda argues also about Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda holds he can only daven Mincha up until Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, because in the Beis Hamikdash they never brought the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim after Plag HaMincha. I think the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the three machlokes in are one machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chachamim were misakan the Zmanei Tefillah corresponding to the Zmanim of the Korbanos, that the Gemara says corresponds to the Zman of Korbanos. So Buda holds it's supposed to correspond to the Zman that they actually brought the Korbanos. So since they never brought the Tamid Shal Shachar after Dalet Shoyes, so you can't daven Shachar after Dalet Shoyes. They never brought the Musafim after Zayin Shoyes, so you're not allowed to daven Musaf after Zayin Shoyes. And they never brought the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim after Plag HaMincha, so you cannot daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. Mimele, it says in the Mishnah that the Arvis doesn't have its own Zman. Arvis is after the Zman HaMincha. Arvis is not keneged any karbonis. Shacharis is mechubin keneged tom shel shachar. Mincha is mechubin keneged tom shel ben abayim. What is Arvis? Arvis mechubin keneged hekta chalav me'evarim kol alav. So hekta chalav me'evarim starts after the plag HaMincha. You already brought the tom shel ben abayim. So that's when you're supposed to take care of the haktora seymur. So the Zman Amar begins after plag HaMincha. And the Chachamim, but the three Zmanim of the Shachris and Musaf and Mincha correspond to the Zman when they actually brought the Tomas Shel Shachar, when they actually brought the Musafim, and they actually brought the Tomas Shel Ben Abayim. And the Chachamim disagree, and they hold that the Zman of Tfilah Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha should correspond to the theoretical Zman of the Tomas Shel Shachar. So since theoretically, you can bring the Tomas Shel Shachar till Chatzai. So b'di'evet, if you didn't daven Shachris before Dalet Shoyes, you can still daven up until Chatzais. And theoretically, if you didn't bring the Tomas Shel Ben Abayim before the Plag HaMincha, the Maisa, they never brought it after. They never brought it after. But the Chacham Hol doesn't depend on when they actually brought the Tomas Shel Ben Abayim before Mamish. It depends on the theoretical Zman. So the theoretical Zman is up until the Shkia. After the Shkia, you can't dam nifsal the Shkia Zaham. You can't be marked of the Tomas. And the Musaf also, theoretically, is Tfilas. The Korban Musaf is called Ayayim is kosher. They never brought it after Zayin Shos. So we paskin like the Chachamim that you can daven Musaf kol Ayayim and you can daven Mincha even after Plag HaMincha, you can daven Shachris after Dalet Shos Bayayim. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, if a person postpones davening Musaf till after Zayin Shos, Nikra Poshea, that's not right. And the same thing, the Shachris, you shouldn't daven Musaf, you shouldn't daven Shachris so late after Zayin Shos, after Dalet Shos. L'chatchila, the correct Zman is to daven Shachris before the end of, within the Dalet Shos, not to daven after. That's a shaila. The Kes Mishnah has two pshatim in the Rambam. If a person didn't daven Shachris within the Dalet Shos, he can daven Shachris later. Is that because the Dalet Shos is only l'chatchila? But b'di'evet, the Zman of the Tomas Shel Shachris up until Chatzos. So b'di'evet, if he didn't daven Shachris, he can still daven up until Chatzos, or maybe not so. Maybe this man is really like Rabbi Yehuda said, you can't daven Shachris after Dalet Shos. But since he didn't daven Shachris, he can make Tashlumen. So usually you do Tashlumen, you daven first at Tfilah b'Zman, then you daven after, you step back three steps, then you walk back forward again, and you say the second Tfilah, Tashlumen for the tefillah that you missed. But after Dalet Shos Baboker in the morning, there is no other tefillah then. There is no other tefillah. So that's why b'di'evet, you can daven Shachris after Dalet Shos. It's b'toras Tashlumen. But it's not b'toras that b'di'evet, this man is good kalayim. So l'chapan afkamina, what if he's it? He knows that he's supposed to daven Shachris within Dalet Shos, and he's lazy. He lays in bed the whole morning, and he gets up late. He says Kriya Shma, he goes back to bed, and then he bemezid. So if it's bemezid, then there's no tashlumen. So the Rambam is taka mashma like that you can only daven shachris after Dalet Shos if shoga goy nenas, and by mistake he didn't daven shachris before. The simple reading of the Rambam means that it's b'toras tashlumen, and that's what the Rambam is saying. The chiddush, if he didn't daven before Dalet Shos, you can daven the tashlumen without first davening the tefillah b'zman. If it's already higia zman mincha, if I didn't daven shachris and then say ready higia zman mincha, then I have to daven first tefillah b'zman and then daven the tashlumen, the tefillah shlo b'zman. Why? Because the tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah b'shleimusa. The tashlumen for shachris, that's a tefillah shlo b'zman. So whenever you have two mitzvahs to perform, so we have a klal, sometimes we have klolim, which mitzvah do you do first? Let's say it's man mincha, and I didn't daven mincha yet, and I didn't daven shachris yet. So I have to daven tashlumen for shachris. So the davening of mincha is tefillah b'zmana. So that's odif. Tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah b'shleim musa. That's the Mishnah in Perek Kol HaTodir, and Daf Peites and Zvachim. So the Mishnah has two klolim, Torah b'sheinah, Torah koidim, and then the other klol is mekudesh v'ena mekudesh koidim. The original Mishnah goes on karbanis. Let's say two people walk into the Beis HaMikdash simultaneously. One is taking with him a karban oila, which is a kochi kochim. One is bringing with him a karban shlamim, which is a kochim kalim. So which one should you be makrid first? if first one person brought one carbon and then a minute later another person brings another carbon, so the one who came first, that gets kedima. The kohanim are there in the Beis Hamikdash. They were ready in the schaibut to take care of the first carbon because he walked into the Azorah first. But if two people walk into the Azorah simultaneously, one with an oilam, one with a shlamim, so the oil is a kachi kachim and the shlamim is a kachim kalim. So that's the klam. Mekudesh, veina mekudesh, mekudesh kaidim. The more mekudesh should be done first. So here also, this is mekudesh, veina mekudesh, mekudesh kaidim. I didn't daven shachris, and it's already the afternoon, and it's not time to daven mincha. See, if I'm going to go to shul to daven mincha, I'm going to daven mincha tefillah betzibur. I don't want to daven mincha now. So then the klal of mekudesh and mekudesh doesn't apply. But let's say I'm not going to shul. There's no minyan in the neighborhood. So I can either daven first the mincha tefillah bizmana, and then daven the tefillah shalai bizmana, the tashlumin for shachris, or I can daven first the tashlumin. So then the rule applies. Mekudesh, v'ene mekudesh, mekudesh kana. First you have to daven tefillah bizmana, because that's a mitzvah bishlei musa. And usually these rules, these are only klolim lachatchila. But yet it doesn't possible if you did it out of order. But here, kach tikno chachamim, that you have to daven the tefillah bizmana first, and then you daven the tashlumin. And if you daven first, the exact same Shemana Esrei for mincha and for shachris, but he had in mind when he davened the first Shemana Esrei that this is l'shem tashlum and for shachris. Let's say he said sim shalom. And then the second Shemana Esrei he said shalom rav, because he had in mind on the second one l'shem mincha, and he says shalom rav by mincha, and the first Shemana Esrei he had in mind l'shem shach tashlum and for shachris. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So he first davened tashlum and he shouldn't have done that. First, he davens tashlum for shachris, and he says sim shalom. Then he davens for mincha, he says shalom rav. So the Gemara says, you're not even yotze b'di'evan, you have to daven a third time. Even though it's going to be the exact same nusach, the kavanas hagavra, if it's the same nusach of Shemana Esrei, the kavanas hagavra is kaveh the shame of the tefillah. So even b'di'evan, you're not yotze if you daven the tashlum before. So that's only by medvar mamurim, because the Mishnah suggests, by medvar mamurim, if you daven the tashlum before the tefillah of zmana, if it's already higir's man for mincha, and then you're going to daven tashlumin before davening mincha, then you're not even yotze b'di'evad. But if it's after dalet shoes baboker, and it's not yet zman mincha, so there is no tefillah bizmano. So then the Kesem Mishnah interprets in the Rambam that davening shachris, shmanesim shachris, after dalet shoes is b'toras tashlumin. It's not that b'di'evad zman is up until chatzah. Zman is only up until dalet shoes. And if you didn't daven shachris within dalet shoes, you're not yotze shachris, but you have to daven an hour before chatzais b'toras tashlumin. And since there is no tefillah bizmana, so you can say the tashlumin the way it is now. Yeah, the poskim complained that on Simchas Torah that people take so long with the hakofis, so very, very often it comes out they don't begin to daven musaf until after Zayin Shoes. So Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva, others complain, he say, the day of Simchas Torah, when you want to show Kavod HaTorah, said that's when the people violate all the dinim. So they violate, number one, they don't get the daven musaf to left as Zayin Shoas Nikri Pasheya. Number two, there's so much dancing with the Sifrei Torah. So a lot of times, the people are sitting. The people are exhausted. So they're sitting, and when you walk with the Sifrei Torah, everyone is supposed to stand. If the Sefer Torah is in the Aron Kodesh, it's in the Rishus Bifnei Atzmai, so you don't have to stand. Or if the Chazan is holding the Sefer Torah, he's standing still with the bench in Rosh Chodesh, someone is standing still, they're not walking with the Sefer Torah, so also, you're not mechuyev to stand. But when they're walking with the Sefer Torah, then the din is mechuyev to stand. So they complain that a lot of times, the hakofis take so long, it takes forever, so a lot of times the people will be sitting in the same room, that's Shaloi Kedin. They can go to a different room. They can sit in a different room. Let's say if there's a mechitza separating the women's section from the men's section, the mechitza is attached to the floor, then the women's section, even if it's on the same floor, then the women's section is a cheder miyuchad bifnei atzmai. So then you can sit behind the mechitza. The women can sit, because if the women's section, if the mechitza is not attached to the floor, it's on wheels, it's portable, then the whole room is, the Mishnah Berurah said, then the whole room is considered one room. And right there, you can be mitzarf. Let's say there are five men on one side of the mechitza, five men on the other side of the mechitza. do they constitute a minyan? So are they considered standing in the same room? They're standing in two different rooms. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if the mechitza is attached to the floor, then it's two different rooms. But if the mechitza is on wheels and it's portable, then al pi din, it's one room. So it's one room, then you're not allowed to sit when they're walking with the Sifrei Torah. Yeah, and then they complain also that because the davening takes forever on Simchas Torah, so the people forget, and they eat before they make Kiddush, both on Leil Simchas Torah, the hakofas take forever, so a lot of people will forget. It's Yontif, you're not allowed to eat, so people will eat candies or have a snack, cookies before they make Kiddush on Leil Simchas Torah, and Simchas Torah in the daytime also. So that's what the Reb Shlomo Kluge and others complained, that on Simchas Torah, the day you want to show more Kavanah Torah, that's the day that we violate all the din. They don't daven Musaf till after Zayin Shoras Nikra Poshea. That's in Sif Aleph and Resh Pei Vav Sif Aleph. And they sit when they're walking with the Sifrei Torah. And a lot of times they forget that it's Yontif and they start eating before they say Kiddush. That's not right. Yeah, here the Shulchan Aruch has the din. What if a person didn't daven musaf in the morning and it's now the zman of mincha? It's now the zman of mincha. So which should he daven first? Should he daven mincha first or should he daven musaf first? So let's say he wants to daven mincha with the minyan later. The minyan is not davening. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, if he plans to daven mincha later with the minyan, so he's not interested in davening mincha now. So the din of Torah v'sheinu Torah, Torah kodem doesn't apply. But let's say he's not going to have a minyan later. He's in a desert island. There is no minyan at all. So he's going to daven mechidus, and it's already after a half an hour after chatzos. So if he wants to, he can daven mincha. He's prepared to daven mincha and musaf. He has no reason why he shouldn't daven mincha now. So which should he daven first? So the Gemara says, Todir b'shena, Todir, Todir, Koidem. He should daven mincha first, and only after mincha should he daven musaf. This is very surprising, because if it would have been in the Beis HaMikdash, is not exactly the din of Aleh HaShlem Kol HaKarbonos Kulam. That's called the Essay the HaShlama. You're not supposed to bring any karbonos after the Tamash of Ben Arbay. So just like L'chatchila, you're not supposed to bring karbonos before the Tamash of Shachar. That's supposed to bring karbonis after Tamash Shal Ben Arbaim. So true, b'di'eved, we paskin, if he brought karbonis before Tamash Shal Shachar, he brought it after Tamash Shal Ben Arbaim, b'di'eved, they're kosher, they're not puzzle, even with the Rabbanim, they're not puzzle. But l'chatchila, you're not supposed to do like that. So why did the Gemara say you should dam mincha first, because Torah b'shein et Torah? So the Chazanish and Chelek Arachaim writes, he thinks that if it would be in the Beis HaMikdash, they would also do like that. If they didn't bring, they always brought the Musafim before Zayin Shos. They never brought it after Zayin Shos. That's where Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you're not allowed to daven Musaf after Zayin Shos, because the Chachamim were Misakin, the Zman Etfilim, Mechubin Keneged, the Zman, the actual Zman of the Kabbalah, not the theoretical Zman. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That's exactly in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, where they were Misakin, the Zmanim of Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha Keneged, the actual Zman, Mechuvin Keneged, the theoretical Zman. So we paskin as Mechuvin Keneged, the theoretical Zman. So that's the Shaila. If there are Mesakin, all the Tfilas, Mechuvin Keneged, the Zmanim of the Karbonis, and you're supposed to bring all the Karbonis before the Tamash Shal Ben Abayim, would that make more sense to daven Musa first and then to daven Mincha afterwards? So the Chazon Ish writes, he thinks that that would be the din in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa. If they hadn't yet brought the Musaf before Zayin Shoes, the Gemara said it never happened. But if they hadn't, if you would have one day, they hadn't yet brought the Musafim, so he thinks that would be the din in the Beis HaMikdash. They should bring the Tamash Al-Bana and buy him first, and then bring the Musafim, because Torah B'Sheinah Torah, Torah Kodim. That's a big Chiddush. The Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the essay, the Hashlama. You're supposed to bring all the korbanos before the Tom Shal Ben Arbaim. I don't know. That's a very surprising Chazanish. He says he thinks in the Beis HaMikdash it would be the same. Yeah, what if it's late? What if a person forgot to daven Musaf? The whole day went by, forgot to daven Musaf. Is there any Tashlumin? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Tosfos, that there's no Tashlumin. Tashlomin is based on the idea that tefillah rachmininu. The tefillah is the essence of the tefillah is bakoshas tzarochim. Rachma means bakoshas tzarochim. And there's always room to add another tefillah. There's always room for a tefillah nedovah. And a tashlomin is something like a tefillah nedovah. You should make a tashlomin. So Taisa says, b'amed dvar ma'amurim, that tefillah rachmininu, that shachris mincha emayrev. But Musaf, the ikur of the Musaf is Betoris and Neshama for him, so seinu. We have Bakoshas Tzarochim. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We should have the opportunity to bring the Musafim. There is Bakoshas Tzarochim. Sim Shalom is also Bakoshas Tzarochim. But since the essence of the Musaf is not so much Betoris Bakoshas Tzarochim, it's rather Betoris and Neshama for him, so seinu. So that's the din. If you don't, if you didn't have Musaf today, so you lost the opportunity. So what if it's late in the afternoon, and it's 3 minutes before the Shkia? He hasn't daven Mincha, and he has not daven Musaf. So if there's just enough time to daven Mincha and Musaf, so we say daven Mincha first, then you daven Musaf. What if there's not enough time to daven Mincha and Musaf? It's only enough time to daven one of the two. Which one should he daven? So Rabbi Kivega says you should daven Musaf because Musaf won't have any tashlumin. If you don't daven Mincha, you'll have tashlumin. By Ma'ariv, you'll say a second Shmoneh Esrei for the tashlumin of Mincha that you never said. But if you daven Mincha, you only have 3 minutes left. So it's only enough time to say one Shmoneh Esrei, one Amidah. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. If you'll daven Musaf, and he won't daven Mincha, he'll be able to have tashlumin on the Mincha. But if he's going to daven Mincha, he won't daven Musaf. So we paskin that there's no tashlumin on Musaf. So let him, he better daven Musaf. If he only has 3 minutes till the end of the day, he should daven Musaf. The shaila is on Yom Kippur. People daven in the shul all day long, and we have a whole day. So a lot of times, and then the chazan sings Hinen Yoni Mimas, and it takes him half an hour. So a lot of times the chazan, till he finishes Hinen Yoni Mimas, till he says the Kaddish before Chatzi Kaddish before Musaf, it'll already be a half an hour after Chatzos. And it's already, he gives Ma Mincha. So if it doubts already, he's Ma Mincha. And as far as we're concerned, we can either daven Mincha first or Musaf first. So that's the din in the Gemara. If it's he gives Ma Mincha, he's supposed to daven the Mincha first, because Torah B'Sheni Torah Torah Kodim. So it says in Hilchas Yom Kippur that on Yom Kippur they should be careful that the chazan should not take too long with Hinen Yehani Mamas, and the gabbaim should make too many mishaberachs by the Kriyas HaTorah, and they should link quickly in such a way that they should at least start Musaf, even if you're not going to, the Chazar HaSashad is going to be later, but at least the Tefillah Balachas you have to start before half an hour after Chatzos, because if it'll already be half an hour after Chatzos, then the din should require that you should daven Mincha first. So you should say to it that you start on a normal day when you daven Musaf, and you're going to daven Mincha later. You're going to daven Mincha later. I'm going to go to work. Let's say Rosh Chodesh. Going to work in between. So you can daven Musaf up until Zayin Shoas. The end of Zayin Shoas. Zayin Shoas Shviyas is the hour after Chatzos. Let's say Chatzos now because the daily savings is approximately 1 o'clock. So approximately you can daven until 2 o'clock, fine. But on Yom Kippur, he should daven the Musaf. We're not going to go to work in between. Right after Musaf, we're going to daven Mincha. So we can either daven Musaf first, then Mincha, daven Mincha first, then Musaf. And the Gemara said, whenever it's time to daven Mincha and Musaf, you have to daven Mincha first. The Mechaba quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim. Do you do that b'tzibur? Here on Yom Kippur, everybody's in shul together. So if the Chazan is going to take so long for Hineni and the Mishaberachs, going to make so many Mishaberachs, they're not going to get to Davin Musaf until after a half an hour after Chatzos. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Would you say b'tzibur also you should Davin Mincha before Musaf? Or you're just going to tzidrei the whole Olam? They're not going to know what you're doing here. So that's a machloikis and Rishonim. Would you do that bitzibra? Not kedesh lo yitu. That's in Siv Dalem. So that's why it says that you should make sure that you begin Musa before half an hour after Chatzai, so you don't fall into that machloikis. What's the din? Okay. What's Sifhei? There used to be a minig that there was an old minig that people come late to shul. The minig was seeking, yeah, from many generations. So people come late to shul, so some people come very late, so they missed Baruch Hu before Birchas Kriya Shema. So they didn't answer Baruch Hu. So the minig is that you have a Baruch Hu Basra. By the time it comes later, everybody's already there. So whoever missed Baruch Hu before Birchas Kriya Shema will be able to answer Baruch Hu later. When is the Baruch Hu Basra? So some say the Baruch Hu Basra before Aleinu, because if you're going to say Baruch Hashem Baruch, let's all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Vo'ed, then you don't say any Shevach. So it sounds like you're making Leitzanis. You say let's say a Shevach, and you don't say a Shevach. In Eretz Yisrael, they have that in a lot of the minyanim. They finish Ma'ariv, they say Aleinu, and after Aleinu, somebody, the one who says Kaddish, says Baruch Hu, and he said Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Vo'ed, and they walk away. So Rav Soloveitchik said that in Brisk, they never had a Baruch Hu Basra at the end, after Aleinu. They used to have before Aleinu. That's based on a Kesem Mishnah, on the Ramam Hilchas Trilot, that whenever you say, he answered, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you have to say some kind of a Shevach afterwards. Otherwise, it sounds like you're making fun. He said, let's say a Shevach, and you don't say any Shevach. So the practice used to be that they would say, Baruch Hu Basra before Aleinu. In other places, the minig would be, this is in Mogen Avram. In Broyers, they have the minig like this, that they say the Baruch Hu Basra for the latecomers right after Tfilah Balachash before Chazaras Hashatz. They usually have an oval gets up and he says, the Gabbai looks around. If he sees that there are people who came late, if he looks around and there's nobody came late, everybody was there when they said Baruch Hu, so there's no need for the Baruch Hu Basra. But the Gabbai should look around, and if he thinks that there were people who missed Baruch Hu, so then they have, after the Tefillah Balachash, before Chazaras Hashat starts, an oval goes up, he says, Chatzi Kaddish, and then he says Baruch Hu, and then the Chazan starts, Chazaras Hashat. People wonder, where did they get this minik from in Broyes? That's in the Mogen Avraham, exactly, described exactly like that. But if it's Sheni V'Chamishi, if it's Monday and Thursday, so that they're not going to come after the whole Kriyas HaTorah. If they come after Kriyas HaTorah, we're not mechuyav to make a Baruch Hu for them. So the Broyers, they won't have a Baruch Hu Basra on Shabbos. You don't have Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have a Baruch Hu Basra. That's what it says in Sifhei, Reish Pei Vav Sifhei. Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you daven later than usually. On the weekdays, you daven earlier. People run to work. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you daven later. So we're going to make a Baruch Hu Basra for the people that came so late that they missed Baruch Hu before Birchas Kriyas Shema. We're not mechuyav to make a takon. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have Kriyas HaTorah also. So whenever you have Kriyas HaTorah, they should have heard Baruch Hu B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. So we don't accommodate them. We're not going to make another Baruch Hu for them. That's the last sif in Resh Pei Vav. Yeah, Resh Pei Zayin is a Gemara in the first parak in Shabbos. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Rabbi Yeshaya is describing how one is obligated to observe Shabbos. It says, "Mimetzoch hafotzecho v'daber dover." So the Gemara understands shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol. We should be careful on Shabbos and Yom Tov not to speak the same way we speak on the weekdays. What does it mean? So Rashi says you're not allowed to talk about business. Tosfos Tainis against Rashi. That's mimtzocha fotzecha, that you're not allowed to talk about business. So Tosfos says daber dover shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol means you're not allowed to talk sicha betelo on Shabbos. And the Gemara has a lashon because he tiru sheila shalom mishabbos. To see someone, you greet him, have a good mishabbos. That's also sicha betelu. Has no tochen. So really, you shouldn't be allowed to greet people on Shabbos. But people are going to feel insulted. So the Gemara has a lashon because he tiru sheila shalom mishabbos. They were makel to talk sicha betelu. So that's what Tosfos learns, that medaber dover shelo dibucha shel Shabbos ki dibucha shel chol goes on sicha betelu, and they quote the Yerushalmi that I think Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had an older mother who she was a big chatterbox, so she used to always talk a lot all week long, and on Shabbos when she would chatter, so he would try to calm her down, and he'd say, Mom, today Shabbos, we should try to cut out all of the talking. We should talk about Svinziger. We should talk less on Shabbos. That's a din of Sicha Betelo. There's a tshuva sefer that's called Binyan Shel Simcha. It was written by a nephew of Rab Chaim Valojiner. Not so many tshuvas there. So one of the tshuvas, he comes to defend Rashi, to explain why the minhag olam is that on Shabbos everybody does talk Sicha Betelo.
The mailman comes once a month.
So he has a whole tshuva to farem for Rashi to say that we don't have to paskin like Tosfos, that you are permitted to say Sicha Betelo.
Yep, that's okay.
But the Pashtus is, like Tosfos quoted the sources, that one is, Medabadav Shalahi Debucha Shashabiske Debucha Shalchal, shouldn't talk Sicha Betelo. What else is included in Dabadav Shalahi Debucha Shal Shabbos? That we leave out all Tchinas on Shabbos, even though the Tchinas are Tvila, so you leave out the Tchinas. And also part of Dabadav Shalahi Debucha Shashabiske Debucha Shalchal, you can be Menachem Oval on Shabbos, and you can be Mevaka Chayla, but if you're going to be Menachem Oval, the same as you would do on a weekday, so that's also a violation of Dabba Dova. So included in Dabba Dova is, when you Menachem Oval, so you say, Shabbos Hi Milanachem. Or if a person is a Choyli, Mevaka Choyli, say, Shabbos Hi Milizik, Urufua Kroiva Lovai, Rachma Merubim, the Shivsa Bishalom. You should like people have the practice that talk in business on Shabbos, and they say Nishtam Shabbos Geret. That doesn't allow. Like I say, Nishtam Shabbos Geret. I have an old used car. I want to sell it to $5,000. The other guy says Nishtam Shabbos Geret. I'll be prepared to pay $3,000. The other guy says back Nishtam Shabbos Geret. I'll take the $3,000. So you're talking business the whole time. You're talking money. It doesn't help you to say Nishtam Shabbos Geret. But over here, that's what you say. When you have a chayla, so you say nishtam Shabbos geret, you should have a refuah shlema. That's it. When you make a, it says in the Nosei Kelim over here, if you have a chayla mesukan, then it's mutter. Then pikuach nefesh is deicha everything. So pikuach nefesh is deicha the din of daba davar also. So you're permitted to make a mishaberch for chayla mesukan. Then you don't have to say Shabbos ibalizik refuah koyvalove. If he's a chayla she'en bo sakana, then it really shouldn't be permissible to be mispalel. So then you say Shabbos imelizek. But if he's a chayla mesukan, then you don't have to say Shabbos imelizek. Then it's taka mutter. Then it's taka mutter. Let's say he's a chayla mesukan, and you want to say tehillim. So you say tehillim on Shabbos also. I remember saying tehillim on Shabbos when there's a chayla mesukan. You say tehillim on Shabbos. People get together and they say tehillim. Yeah, what's resh peches? One is not permitted. Shabbos is also behesped with tainus. You're not allowed to be misana on Shabbos. What does it mean, misana? To fast the whole day. So to fast the whole day, that's taka din deraisa. What about to fast only till chatzos? So that's a mishnah in tainus. Mishnah in tainus says, let's say the bezna was goes at tainus because atzires kishamim. There's no rain. It's a sakana. The vegetables won't grow. The behemoths can die. The people can die. So years ago, there used to be guys at Tainus when there's no rain. Today in Eretz Yisrael, when there's no rain, they know how to desalinate the water. So we're not guys at Tainus anymore. Around 10 years ago, the Rabbanut is run by younger Rabbanim, Tzioni Rabbanim, and they were considering being guys at Tainus once because of Atziris Kshamim. So the old timers, the older Rabbanim, the Ziknei HaRabbanim, were laughing at them. And they said, what are you talking about? And the days of the Gemara, until recently, they didn't know how to desalinate water. So that was a suffix sakana. If all the water is salty, so it's not going to help. You can't water the vegetables with salty water, and you can't drink it. But now, today, it'll just cost money. To desalinate the water will cost money. But there's no sakana, so now you're not going to tainus. So usually, you're not allowed to be misana on Shabbos. So to fast the whole day, that's called the Tana. What about the first just still chatzos? So that's the Balei HaTosfos came up with that. That's called the Hascholas Tainus. I don't know it's called the Hascholas Tainus, the first till chatzos, because the Mishnah has Mizman HaTanoim until recently, when there would be Atziris Gishamim, and it was really serious. So then the Bezlin would be Goyza Tainus. So what if there were Goyza Tainus and the people started fasting, and then it rained? It started to rain in the middle of the day. So do you say everyone should go home and they can eat? They don't have to fast to the end of the day. I say, no, since it's chilo, I'm afsikim. So the Mishnah says it depends how much of a haschala there was. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. So the first Tana says if it starts raining before Hanetzachama, before the sun goes up, then you don't have to finish fasting. But if it started to rain after Hanetzachama, that's already haschalas Tana, so then you should finish the whole day. We don't pass like that. We pass like the second Tana. If it started to rain before Chatzais, then it's not even called haschalas Tana. You have a late breakfast. Sometimes people run to work. They don't have a chance to take a sip of coffee or a sip of water or anything. They don't eat or drink till after Chatzais. So if it started to rain before Chatzais, that's not even called the Haschalas Tainus. If it started to rain only after Chatzais, since it's Chilu, there's already Haschalas Tainus, so then you finish your fast till the end of the day. So that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. This, the Baal HaTos came up with this thing. You're not allowed to, let's say, to have a chazan and a choir, and there's a big simcha and shul, there's going to be a kiddush. I don't plan to eat by the kiddush because I'm not going to have any challahs there. And the person is machmir. Ain't kiddush alam machmir sudi. He wants to have the real suda. Ain't kiddush alam machmir sudi. You have to wash and have the real suda. So he's not going to get home until after chatzais. So that's really a problem. You're not supposed to fast the left of Chatzos, even though he's not fasting, the Torah is fasting. It's just that he's not going to get the chance to eat. So he should see to it that he should have a drink of water before he daven Shachris. Aye, how are you allowed to drink water? He didn't say Kiddush yet. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the din, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat before Shachris. But there's a machloikis in Rishon whether that applies to drinking water. So we'll make all on that, that one is permitted to drink water before, that's a machlekes, and we're mekel, one is permitted to drink water before Shachris. Aye, but you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the din you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush is only if it's already higiyas man hasuda, is man for Kiddush. But before you daven, since it's not yet is man for Kiddush, then you're allowed to drink water. So if a person thinks that he's not going to get home from shul, the left of Chatzos, and more correct is he should have a drink of water before. They quote in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, they printed the name of Rabbi Yashiv, that more correct is not just he should rely on a drink of water. Let's say a person has an option, he can eat by the Kiddush. He had a drink of water before Shachris, so he's okay. But now he's going to get home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So is it okay to rely on the drink of water, or should he stop off at the Kiddush, make Kiddush and wash? He can eat some challah there also. So they quote from Rabbi Yashiv, more correct is to eat something before Chatzos, not just to have a drink of water before Shachris. If he got stuck, Beleis Breiris, so then you can rely on the cup of water that you had, a little bit of water that you had before Shachris. But more correct is to see to it that you eat something, not just to drink water. So that's the din that Mishnah Berurah says that din, that's only with the Rabbanim. That you're not allowed to postpone eating till Chatzos, that's not the Torah. The din that also behespe v'tainus, that's only a tainus, a whole day tainus, but you're not going to begin to eat till after Chatzos, that's only with the Rabbanim. Yeah, what's the din on Shabbos that you're not allowed to fast because the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, the Karas of the Shabbos Onig, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubah. That's a violation of Oynig Shabbos if you're going to fast. But the Shulchan Aruch says over here that Oynig is determined subjectively, whatever I personally enjoy. So it says if you have people who enjoy fasting more than they enjoy eating, so there are a lot of fast on Shabbos. That's Sif Gimel. Adam Hamasana B'chol Yoyim, a person who is in the practice of fasting all the time, and when he's going to eat on Shabbos, he's not going to enjoy it. He enjoys fasting better. So he says his Oynik Shabbos is judged subjectively. So let him fast on Shabbos. Chabad quotes like that. This is judged subjectively. The Shaila is, what about, or the same thing, you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. If something terrible happened, so you're not allowed to cry. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cry. They tell him, I think the Vilna Gaon's brother died on Simchas Torah, something like that. So they told him about it. So on Simchas Torah, he was dancing and singing and everything regular. And then after Metzoy Simchas Torah, then he sat down and he was crying. Because you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a violation of Voynich. What if a person is aggravated about something and he feels that if he'll cry it out of his system on Shabbos, he'll get it out of his system and he won't be aggravated anymore. So that's in Sif Beis, it says. Sif Beis, Uchemishi, Yeshlo Onig, him Yivke. He's aggravated about something and he feels that if he'll cry it out for 15 minutes, he'll get off his chest and shine. So Muta Livkas b'Shabbos. That's what he quotes when the Rishonim. Why? Because Zoinek Shabbos is judged subjectively. Under the circumstances, it's better for him to fast. Under the circumstances, it's better for him that he should cry on Shabbos. What about on Yom Tov? Also, you would say like that. Let's say a person... a person would rather enjoy fasting rather than eating. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim that onig is determined subjectively. What about simcha and yontif in addition to the din? That's a question. Whether kibud v'yonig, the psukim in Yeshaya, the koras of the Shabbos, and the Kedosh Hashem Mechubin only says by Shabbos, never says by yontif. But the Gemara is mashma that kibud v'yonig only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to yontif. The Gemara says there's a din Shabbos koivas. On Shabbos, if you have tevel, any food that grows from the ground in Eretz Yisrael is tevel till you mafresh chumas ha-maisres. So you're permitted to eat achilas aroi from tevel before rias pnei abayis. But whatever you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva. So the Gemara seems to say it's only Shabbos kevas. Yontav is not kevas. Why? The Gemara said because whatever you eat on Shabbos, v'karasa the Shabbos oinig. So the simple reading of the Gemara appears to say that on Yom Tov, there is no din of kibud v'yonig. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. But the Rambam writes that there are four dinim on Shabbos, two in Chumash, Zocher v'Shomer, and two midivrei Kabbalah, Shaim shenisparshu al-yedei ha-neviim, kibud v'yonig. And he says, since Yom Tov is also called Mimachas HaShabbos, Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, Holy Yom Tov, Mashabbos Hashem. So all the four dinim, Zocher v'Shomer, all the four dinim carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So the Beis HaLevi points out, and I think the Gali Masechta also points out, that Rambam is against the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is that Kibud V'Yonig only applies to Shabbos and doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Somehow the Rambam won. Somehow everybody always assumes like the Rambam, that the din of Kibud V'Yonig applies equally to Yom Tov like the Shabbos. But there's a din that only applies to Yom Tov and doesn't apply to Shabbos, that's Simcha. There's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. That's Rav Soloveitchik. Obviously, just to quote the Tosfos in Moed Katan, in the beginning of Eila Megalchen, that Shabbos is oila leminyan shiva, and it's not mafsik. Shabbos is not mafsik the shiva, but Yom Tov is not oila leminyan shiva, and it's mafsik. If a person started shiva before Yom Tov, Yom Tov cancels. Person started shloshim before Yom Tov, so Yom Tov cancels. Why? Why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Tosis quotes, Tosis explains why, that Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of simcha, and Avelus and simcha are tied to this asri. So that's why you have to make up your mind. Are you going to observe? You can't observe both. It's a stira. So the Gemara has the loshen. Osi esed the rabban dochi esed the yochid. Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. Avelus is on the family who's sitting Shiva. They have Avelus. And when you have a conflict, either you fulfill a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, that's part of Klal Yisrael, you fulfill a mitzvah that only the family is. But usually when you have an essay, Mayul Mehay Essay Mehay Essay, the Gemara says on the last half in Chulin, how can you determine which essay is more important than which? So you don't know what to do. But over here, one is an essay the Rabban, one is an essay the Yochid. So asi asi the rabbim simchas yantav v'dochi asi the yochid evo yochid asi loch. So that's the Tosfos said that's only yantav because yantav there's a mitzvah of simcha, but on Shabbos there's no mitzvah of simcha. So therefore Shabbos counts as a day of avelus. Shabbos is not there's no tater asi. So why how come we don't observe avelus before hesya on Shabbos? The Tosfos quotes the medrash because it says, by Baruch Hashem Yom Shvi, by Kadosh also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared Shabbos as a Yom Baruch. And the Pasuk says, in Mishli, Bichas Hashem Hita Ashir, Velo Yosef Etzev Imo. Since Shabbos is a day of Baruch, by Baruch Hashem Yom Shvi, by Kadosh also, so Velo Yosef Etzev Imo, you don't have any Atzvus, you don't observe Avelus Befrahesya on Shabbos, but Avelus Betzina you do observe. So that's what Tosfos says on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of simcha. Only on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah. I would say Yismuchu b'malchuscha. So that's a discussion. Why the Achrayim have long discussions about that? If Shabbos is not mitzvah of simcha, why do you say Yismuchu b'malchuscha? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say he knows that he has a teres according to Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz only says Yismuchu b'malchuscha by Musaf. You don't say by Shachris. He said that he doesn't understand the Balatanya is Nusach, has like Nusach Svard, has Yismuchu b'malchuscha for Shachris also. He says he doesn't understand that. On Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of simcha. So he thought the answer is, on Shabbos, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban musaf. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. But the Gvulin, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Okay, he had such a board on Rosh Chodesh also, that on Rosh Chodesh, there is an inyan of simcha, but only a mikdash. Now, the Gvulin had a Ramban like that. So the... So the Darkei Moshe has a suffix. The Ramah has comments on the Torah that's called Darkei Moshe. So the Darkei Moshe has a shaila. This din that we judge oinig subjectively, is that only oinig is determined subjectively? So the one who enjoys fasting better than eating should fast on Shabbos. But what about on Yom Tov? Where there's not only a din of oinig, there's a din of simcha. Maybe simcha has an objective standard. You have to have bus of a yayin, even if you choke on it, even if you don't enjoy it, maybe you have to have bus of a yayin. That's a din. That's a din in the dark emotion. That's a discussion. That's also the discussion. You fast the tainus chaloim on Shabbos, that's a gemara. But so the Ramah is not sure, would you fast the tainus chaloim on Yom Tov also? Maybe since Yom Tov is a chiv simcha, so you're not allowed to fast. Maybe Shabbos is no chiyuv simcha, it's only a din of oinig. And oinig is determined subjectively. So under the circumstances that he had such a frightening chaloim ra, so for him, this is his oinig that he should fast today in order to break up that chaloim zech mishish in menevuah. So maybe there's something terrible in store. And the Gemara says, you offer tainis la chalom ke'esh lina oiris. If you had a chaloim ra and you fast on the same day, so then that's like a fire that'll burn up some combustible material. It may rip up the gzeira. So under the circumstances, since fasting is only a violation of einik Shabbos, and einik is determined subjectively, so maybe this is his einik. But on Yom Tov, maybe because there's a chiv simcha, forget about the einik. Maybe because there's a chiv simcha that's determined objectively, so maybe we wouldn't permit a tainus chaloim on Yom Tov. So that's the Ramah, and the Darkei Moshe is not sure about that. What's a din? Okay, maybe we'll stop here in the middle of Resh Beches. This week we're going to learn Behar and Bechukosai. So in the middle of the Teuchecha, the Gemara says it's a takanas Ezra to lay the teichecha in Bechukosai before Shavuos and to lay the teichecha in Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Tich l'shana v'kilo l'seha, toch l'shana u'bircha yisrael. So before Rosh Hashanah is tich l'shana v'kilo l'seha. That's the end of the year. Why do we say that Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says that it is a Rosh Hashanah in a certain sense, because it's the day, it's the Yom Adin and the Peres HaElam. So in a certain sense, it is a Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah, the world is Nidain. So Babo Prakam Olam Nidain. So Shavuos is one of the Yimei Hadin. So in a certain sense, it is. So that's why this coming Shabbos will be fulfilling two takonas, the takonah of laying Parshas HaShavuah and the takonah says to laying the Teichech and Mechukosai before Shavuos. Tesis explains that the meaning is you read not the Shabbos immediately before Shavuos, not the Shabbos immediately before Hashanah, but the next to the last Shabbos before. So part of the Teichecha, it says, V'koshlu ish b'yochiv k'mip necherev eroi defoyim. What does it mean, V'koshlu ish b'yochiv? So the Gemara has a comment, ish b'avoy nochiv. That we learn out from the Pasuk, the principle, kol yisol arevim zeh b'zeh. If another person is doing an avera and it's biyodi, I had the ability to give him techocha and to educate him and to prevent him from doing averas, and I didn't do it. Yesh biyod limchas v'loy micha. So because Lish Biyachiv, the aver that he does is considered as if I also participated in the aver, because Yesh Biyadi Limchas for Lo Machisim. That's the klal of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebizah. The Gemara said the din of Arevis didn't set in until they crossed over the Yarden in days of Yishuv Ben Nun, and they were on the Kabbal, the brachas that closed the Hagrizma Arevo. But the Pasuk here, because Shlish Biyachiv is speaking about the Churban Bayis Rishon, is talking about later. It's not talking about right now. The Techech HaMechikosa is talking when you enter Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to do Averis. When they enter Eretz Yisrael, they'll already be after the brachas that closed the Hagrizma Arevo. And this din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebizeh is not only for Averis, that if the other one does Averis and it's Yesh Biyodi Limchas and I'm not Moiche, so I will be punished also. It's with respect to mitzvahs as well. Let's say the Baal Tekeya can only be Moitze the Tzibur if he's Mechuy B'dover. Let's say in the community, the best Baal Tekeya is a child who's not yet Bar Mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, Mishenim Mechuy B'dover, and Emotia Sarabim Midei Chayvosan. The child before Bar Mitzvah is not Mechuy Ben Atar, he's only Mechuy Ben Rabbanim, Itam Chinuch. So he cannot be the Baal Tekeya to be Moitze the Tzibur. A woman is not Mechuy Ben Tekeya Shofar. So even if she's the best Baal Tekeya in the community, she can't blow shofar to be motzi. The Rav Mor, if a Nochri is the best Baal Tekeh, he can't be motzi. So the Shaila is, how does the Baal Tekeh go to the old age home? He goes to the hospital and he blows shofar for them. He was already yotzei in shul. So he's no longer mechuyib bedover. Mishenim mechuyib bedover. And in motzi aserabim dechei vasim. So the Gemara raises the question. He ended the third parak in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, no, that's the din. Yotza motzi. Even I was yotzei ready with tekeh shofar in shul, I'm still called Mechuyib B'Dover. As long as there's one Jew left, if there's one Jew left in New Zealand, in the end of the world, who didn't hear Tekiah Shofar yet, I'm still Mechuyib to blow Shofar, if it'll help him. If by my blowing Shofar, he will be able to be Yotze. So I say, Shemei Kaina, I'm still Mechuyib B'Dover. I'm blowing Shofar because I'm Mechuyib, and he'll hear along with me, he'll be Yotze along with me. So this din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebizeh applies both with respect to Averis, and it's with respect to mitzvahs. I'm still considered Mechuyib B'Dover, that I can be Moti Achem Dei Chavosim. The Gemara has a case. I already said Kiddush on Friday night. I'm in the middle of the meal. Then somebody walks in and he wants to be Yotzei. He doesn't know how to say Kiddush. So the Gemara says, I'm permitted and obligated to say Kiddush on his behalf. Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bozeh. This din of Arevus, that we're all mechuyah for each other, because there's one tzibur, Klal Yisrael is one goy. We, in slang, we refer to the Umas Olam as goyim. But strictly speaking, we're the only goy. The Radak writes in his Michlol, in his biblical dictionary, that the word goy comes from the word giviyah. Giviyah means a body. So the word goy means gviyah, that all of Klal Yisrael constitute one unit, as if we're all one body. So the pasuk says that we say in the mincha davening hashav nikiyam chisol gayachad bars, we're the only goy in the whole wide world. The Umas Olam don't have a concept of tzibur. That's a gemara in the last perik and nozir. The gemara learns psukim like that kohol, the tzibur of a kohol, that it's one unit, that's only by Klal Yisrael. By the Umas Olam, every person is separate. They're mishpachos l'adama. Mishpachos means you have cousins and uncles and aunts. They relate, they're different individuals, they relate to each other. But goy is something much more than that. Goy means it's one gviyad, as if everybody is one body. And when the other one does an aver, it's if my arm is doing an aver. And if the other one didn't do the mitzvah yet, I can do the mitzvah, I can say the kiddush for him. And it'll be Yotza Moitzi, because I'm still considered the Mechuyib B'Dover. It's more than sympathy, something more than that. I'm still called Mechuyib B'Dover. Yeah, that's the din of Goy, Giviyah. There's a Yerushalmi has a mashal to understand the din of Lasikim and Lasita as B'nei Amecha. Why are you not allowed to take Nekoma? Let's say by accident, the person is a righty and is cutting a big challah with holding the knife in his right hand. Accidentally, he cuts his finger on the left hand and it starts to bleed. So would the left hand slap the right hand to take nekama? One organ doesn't take nekama from the other organ if it's all one organism. You only take nekama from a stranger, from somebody else, but you don't take nekama from yourself. So that's what the Yerushalmi gives as a mashal. All the Bnei Yisrael are considered one big giviyah, one big goy. So it doesn't make sense that one Jew should take nekama from another Jew. It's considered one giviyah. So that's this idea of Kol Yisrael Arayim. It's only by Bnei Yisrael. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel has in one place a suggestion that maybe that's a din of a gersh and his guy or kotten shenola dami, because before the person converted, he was an individual on his own. And then when he converts, it becomes kotten shenola dami. He shrinks. He becomes part of a big organism. Before, he wasn't part of anything else. He was an individual. Then once he converts, it becomes kotten shenola dami. It doesn't mean that he's considered as if he's born right now. Some people think that when a ger converts at the age of 35, it becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 48, 13 years later. That's ridiculous. That's not true. Kakot and Shinola doesn't mean it's considered as if he was just born today. A born-again Jew is considered as if the day that he converts, he was born. Doesn't mean that. Kakot and Shinola means he's not related to any relatives. But Yosef Engel has sort of a pun on words, a play on words. He says, maybe Kakot and Shinola dami, because before he was an individual, now he becomes part of a big organism. Okay, Belinetta, next week we'll probably take a break from Simon Reish Peches. We'll probably discuss in Yone Shavuos. But after Shavuos, we'll go back to Reish Peches. Have a successful week, everyone. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yashakoch.
Yashakoch,
Rabbi. Yashakoch.
Shukrach, Rebbe.
Good. Everyone.
Thank you, Rebbe.